new North Carolina law makes it a felony to sell opioids, cocaine, and meth to someone who dies by ingesting them. It's called death by distribution, and anyone indicted under the law could face charges equivalent to first-degree kidnapping, or in the case of repeat offenders, second-degree murder. It's the latest approach communities in the state are taking to address the opioid crisis. North Carolina enacted a similar law in 1999 that allowed second-degree murder charges to be leveled against dealers. But to indict a defendant, prosecutors had to prove malice or intent to harm. That's no longer the case. The new law is one of many the state has implemented to combat the opioid crisis. On January 1st, the latest provision of the STOP Act went into effect, meaning doctors prescribing opioid medications now have to consult a statewide database to see if their patient has already filled the prescription elsewhere. In New Hanover County, programs like the Quick Response Team focus on treatment and intervention. County District Attorney Ben David, who also serves Pender County, says all of these tactics together are crucial to combating the epidemic.
This is a multifaceted issue. It involves prevention. It involves education. But we need to look at street-level dealers and people in lab coats to say there's a role in stopping this epidemic. I think we can do that legislatively through the STOP Act. I think we're doing that also legislatively through this death by distribution.
North Carolina is one of the top 15 states for most opioid-involved deaths, according to 2017 data from the National Institute on Drug Abuse. Hannah Brasinger, WHQR News.